Let's go straight to the bushfire emergency, which is underway right now. A southern part of Forestdale in the city of Armidale, an emergency warning has been issued, and there are reports that their property has been damaged, potentially lost. We'll get the very latest right now from Channel 7 reporter Rob Scott, who is on the scene. Rob, what can you tell us? Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Ollie. Look, I'm in the Forestdale Business Park District, and I've seen firefighters pushed to the limit here today by flames leaping some 50, 60 metres into the air, and a fire front which is moving at a pretty ferocious rate. Strong winds here pushing it left, right and centre, making it very difficult for those on the ground to tackle this. At the moment, it's almost as if those crews on the ground are realising that fighting it from the ground is very difficult, and leaving it up to the helitacks and the water bombers, who have probably refueled the Champion Lakes upwards of 100 times already. But they're also really up against it because the winds are so strong, as I mentioned, and trying to dump water from a height when the winds are up is really difficult. As you know, there's an emergency warning been issued for the southern part of Forestdale, particularly people bounded by Anstey Road, Tonkin Highway, Rowley Road, Nicholson Road and Armidale Road. People in that area, they must know that their lives are in immediate danger and they have to leave, particularly homes on Broome Street and Forest Road.
Any indications, Rob, at this stage that any properties have been damaged or lost as a result of this blaze?
Well, there is a lot of scuttlebutt floating around at the moment. I have heard that possibly one home has been lost, but that is unconfirmed. I've asked firefighters for an update. They are, obviously, their main concern now is trying to stop the fire from spreading. So that's what they're focusing on. They said it's difficult to know exactly the extent of any damage, what has been lost, what hasn't been lost, because there's so much smoke. And on the ground, it's difficult to see. We know that the fire itself covers around 60 hectares or so, and it's growing. So it's a big front, Ollie.
Yeah, it certainly is, Rob. I can hear that wind in your phone right now. Conditions are expected to worsen as the afternoon heads in towards the evening. Rob, it's going to be a big job ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a wind change expected. Police and firefighters aren't sure what that'll mean for their firefighting efforts, whether it's going to help or hinder the progress. But as you know, it's been hot out here today, making fighting this fire very difficult.
Rob Scott, we'll see your report on Channel 7 News. Thank you very much.